Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The whistleblowing website WikiLeaks is releasing more than 2 million emails from political figures, ministries, and corporations in Syria. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says the emails will embarrass Syria and the West. And according to CNN, one shows an Italian company trying to get around U.S. sanctions on Syria to do business there. Assange, by the way, is trying to avoid extradition to Sweden to face questioning on sexual assault allegations. He's still in Ecuador's embassy in London seeking asylum in that country. Meanwhile, to Syria, Iraqi officials say al-Qaeda has been moving in there. The UN monitoring mission is on hold because of the ongoing fighting. But the man in charge of that mission, General Robert Mood of Norway, had this message for the Syrian people.
We cannot and we will not turn our eyes and ears away from your plight and will continue our work to find new paths to political dialogue and peaceful resolution to the crisis.
Well, one wonders if the Syrian people got to hear that, because the country's media is under such strict state control. The BBC's James Reynolds reports.
Syria's Al-Akbariya network has bright, dazzling graphics. Footage shows its journalists earnestly putting tapes into machines and generally looking purposeful. The channel portrays a reasonably straightforward world. A brave Syrian government leads the fight against foreign-led terrorists. Al-Akbariya is privately owned, but it obeys the instructions of the ruling Ba'ath Party. And every day, it broadcasts the same message. The country is united in support of President Bashar al-Assad.
No.
Hatan Sleiba can reveal how the channel does it. He used to be one of Al-Akbariya's reporters. Last week, he decided to defect. He escaped over the border to Turkey. He explains how the channel gets the news that it wants.
We talk to the people before we interview them. The Syrian citizens don't know anything. They don't know what to say. So we tell them what to say on TV to get the best report that we need. As a journalist, my success is in getting the report to the channel. I do the reporting and I present it to the citizens, to the nation. For example, we tell the interviewees to say to us that they support Bashar al-Assad and that they will always support him. And they accept this and say whatever I tell them. We do this to please the authorities who watch us.
At the channel, who gives the instructions about what you can say and what you can't say?
The Ba'ath Party sometimes makes someone a representative to give the orders on behalf of them. They generally contact us through an information office where our orders come from. The committee tells us to go and film this particular event, to take pictures of the martyred and so on.
Did you broadcast anything that you knew was false?
We produce the news according to what the channel's managers want. If I produce a report that is according to their opinion, then I get a bonus. But if it's based on my opinion without getting their view, then it won't go on air. The Minister of Fuel in Syria explained there is much more petrol available, much more fuel in Syria, and many more items that are essential for everyone. But in reality, we cannot find enough supplies in the country. We journalists are liars to the nation. The people can't trust us. And this situation frustrates us.
Do you think the Syrian people believe what they see on the channel?
The channels that talk on behalf of the government generally say there are armed men causing the violence in Syria, that people are being killed and so on. The Syrian nation is a simple nation. They believe whoever smiles at them on TV and they believe whoever cries on TV. God help the Syrian nation.
Hatan Sleiba arrived in Turkey on the same day that gunmen raided one of the channel's offices near Damascus. They destroyed its studios and killed 7 staff members. The channel repeatedly airs graphic pictures of the aftermath of the attack. The conflict in Syria has meant extreme risk for opposition and foreign journalists. Now, broadcasting in support of the Syrian government is starting to have its own cost.
That report from the BBC's James Reynolds in Turkey. By the way, tomorrow we're going to ask, why are black bears showing up in the suburbs? So let us know if you've had a visit. Go to hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Back with Don Winslow, Here and Now.